We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back in to the Huddle on ESPN Upstate. On the road again. We're at Greenville Hospital System Children's Hospital. It's Radiothon 2018. We're out here with our sister radio stations in the lobby. We have taken over the lobby. This lobby will never be the same after this group of misfits is gone tomorrow. But it's always great fun. You know, these radio stations we have here at Intercom Upstate reach a bunch of people.
you combined everybody. People. All my goodness. The different stations, right?
Because, you know, radio stations are targeted. And so we have everything from The Block, which is an urban field station, to News Talk, WORD, to Classic Rock 101.1, to The Planet, B93.7, Magic 98.9, us. We get just about everybody at one time or the other. There's something there for everyone. And so that's what makes this so powerful when you bring this cluster of radio stations in together on one project. And that's what we're doing for the next 2 days here. To help Children's Hospital.
And it seems like people that are coming through, that as they walk through the main entrance here and see everybody, it seems like at least they have one station that they've probably listened to at one point. Because of, to your point, is that the reach is so big in terms of the specific demographics and the what people are interested in listening to. It's got it all covered here.
There goes Heidi Aiken from B93.7's morning show. You can see some real celebrities out here. Not
prime
us.
Prime time, yeah. Not although, again, we are in the prime time spot, but it seems like people just keep walking right on by.
We're the gatekeepers. We are here to run interference for all these radio stars out here. But anyway, we're here for a great cause, and we're looking for Miracle Makers. $15 a month is all it takes. A one-year commitment, about 50 cents a day. If you can do that, we'd certainly invite you to call in and help us with a radiothon this year at 1-877-719-5437. 1-877-719-5437. If you can't do it now because you're in the car or whatever, and you don't think you can remember the phone number, I don't blame you. I couldn't remember it either. I'm looking at it. Otherwise, I'd continue to mess it up. But just go to our website, ESPNUpstate.com. All the information is there. You can even donate online through ESPNUpstate.com. So it's an outstanding use of your dollars, your charity dollars. Everybody wants to be careful about what they do with their charity money. And, well, if you check this place out, you'll find out that this is the real deal, that this they're seeing patients 400,000 times a year. That's a crazy number. That's not 400,000 different patients. They're coming back in, you know, the same patient. But 400,000 patient visits a year at this children's hospital. Wow.
And that takes a lot of people to be able to run an organization like that and run it efficiently. So it's kudos to the people behind the scenes that you might not even see, but that are making sure the infrastructure is set up so these doctors and nurses can see all these people in an efficient manner.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We appreciate all the support we get from the hospital staff while we're out here. I saw Dr. Smith drop by. Been talking to him for years at these radiothons. He's changed roles here, still working for the hospital, but not the medical director, I believe is what he was. So he was always kind of the front guy for radiothons. So he's just something a little different, but he's still involved. And you see some old friends that you've been seeing for many years. It's always great to be out here. But the big thing is to call in and make your donation, and it's easy. 1-877-719-5437. You know, if any one college football coach prides himself on controlling the message, it would probably be Nick Saban. He has it down. Nothing happens at Alabama without his fingerprints all over it. And he can craft a narrative, can control a message. But every now and then it sort of escapes his bonds. And it kind of seems to have done that with the quarterback situation at Alabama. You've got Jalen Hurts going up against Tua Tagovailoa, who was so good in the second half of the national championship game. Hurts said in an interview on Saturday that the narrative has already been created. In other words, the narrative is, I lose this job to Tua. And he says it hasn't been handled very well. That's basically what he is saying, not so in so many words. He has been brief with the media in the past, but Hurts didn't hold back when addressing rumors that filled his summer. It turned already what was the most compelling position battle in the country into one with even more intrigue. And it surprised some people when Hurts took aim at the coaching staff's handling of the situation. He said he was shocked when he heard how Saban had told reporters at SEC Media Days that he had no idea whether Hurts would be on the roster for the opening game of the season. Hurts had already met with Saban in June to tell him he was staying, was going to finish his degree in December. So that surprised him. And it sort of felt like Hurts didn't have a voice because Alabama hasn't really let him talk. They kind of shielded him from the media. He also said the coaches did not sit down with him and address what he called the elephant in the room. Who's going to be the quarterback going forward in 2018? He said, no one came up to me the whole spring, coaches included. No one asked me how I felt. No one asked me what was on my mind. No one asked me how I felt about the things that were going on and what my future held. It wasn't that the coaches weren't concerned, he said, but he took note of their silence. And his interpretation was that they just didn't want to talk about it. Now, Jalen Hurts said it was kind of like a stove. After that game, the stove got turned on. The heat got turned up. And now it's like he said, I put the pot on the stove, I put the food on the stove, the food is cooking, and come the season when it officially starts, the food will be done. Of course, if nothing boils over. So, having said all of that, Nick Saban just met with the media this week, and how about he said, hey, man, I'm sorry the way we handled that, right? Is that what you think Nick Saban said? Man, we just didn't handle that right. Our bad. My bad. I'll take responsibility. No, it's not exactly what Nick said. Here's what Nick Saban said about any brewing controversy or issue because of Jalen Hurts' comments.
I don't think this has any effect on our team. I've talked to a lot of the team leaders. You know, the players are focused on what they need to do. The rhetoric will not have anything to do with who's the quarterback. That will obviously be decided on the field. By how people execute, how they do their job. Same parameters that we talked about before in terms of who wins the team. And winning the team goes along with execution, leadership, players having confidence and belief, and that's not going to change. So I don't really have any more to say about it than that. I don't think it's anything that has affected our team one way or the other.
So Nick said nothing, basically.
Going in circles.
No issue. Doesn't matter that one of your two quarterbacks is publicly expressing his feelings are hurt. That he hasn't been talked to, that he's feeling a little out of the loop.
Yeah, and it seems to me, based on Jalen's comments, is that I think this was a talking point that was going on behind the scenes within the locker room during the season last year. Not just there in the championship game against Georgia. I think there was probably a lot of I think there were some disgruntled feelings from Jalen Hurts back then, because, you know, I mean, there was a little bit of talk about would Tua get in and how he would fit in, but not enough to make anybody on the outside see any, you know, foundation or cracks or whatever in that foundation. But I think there was stuff going on well before this, as Jalen's making this comment about cooking the meal, and, you know, it takes time, and you know, that is a different way to say what he's trying to say. But it seems to me that this has been brewing for a while.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's in such a place where there's so much control exercised by the head guy, it's just really kind of surprising to me that he didn't have a quarterback's coach or somebody sit down with Jalen Hurts and say, look, here's the deal. Wide open competition. You could win it. Tua could win it. Whoever doesn't win it, we want you here. You'll get on the field. Here's the deal. You can stay, get your degree. Have that out, open conversation, because obviously Jalen Hurts felt like they didn't care.
Yes.
If he left.
And who knows what type of communication they did. Maybe they thought they were trying to talk to him. And what happens is when you don't have that direct type of communication, you start talking in circles, which you kind of heard from Nick Saban.
Yep.
The coaches speak. And that's what can happen in these conversations where you don't want to demotivate a player by saying, hey, there's a good chance you will not be starting. You know,
you don't want to say that.
Exactly. But you do have to have at least direct communication to your points, at least saying that, hey, this is an open competition. The best player that plays is going to play.
Yeah.
And so this is, you know, what you need to do to be able to, or what you need to work on to be able to be in that starting position. And I'm just wondering if they were giving him more of coach's talk, or maybe they didn't, to his point, say anything at all.
Yeah, that could be it. Or it could be, you know, that Nick Saban is saying one thing to the media and another thing to his players. That wouldn't be surprising at all.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me
at all. Maybe he communicated better with Jalen Hurts than Jalen is letting on. Jalen's just feeling hurt because he doesn't think he's going to be the starter.
Yeah, and the reality of it is that it's hard to always control the messages because you're dealing with human beings, not dealing with robots. And
right. These
guys, you know, they get to a point where, lo and behold, they have a breaking point, so to speak, and say what's on their mind. And that's just the reality of it.
One of the discussions going on by a lot of people in Alabama around Tuscaloosa is, will they have a two-quarterback system? Because Hurts runs the ball certainly better than Tua, and Tua certainly throws the ball better. Ask about that, Nick Saban said, we haven't looked at that at all. Interesting. He said, we're practicing every day. We're evaluating every day. We're trying to get both players to play at a high level. What if this happens? What if that happens? You're asking me what if both quarterbacks play? I don't have an answer for that. He won't discuss it. Well, you know, won't even
I wouldn't either.
Entertain the question.
Well, here's my question. Who has won a national championship with a two-quarterback system?
That's fair. But, you know, I mean, Bama last year because they had
well,
to bring in another one.
Good point.
It wasn't for long.
Yes, it wasn't for long.
But it was for a half.
But Tua took over and didn't relinquish it. So my point is that I guess maybe the 1 year with Chris Leak and Tim Tebow at Florida, I know Tebow got in a little bit. Maybe you could look at that as an example. But historically, it doesn't work. A two-quarterback system does not work. You've got to make the decision, and that's you're paying these coaches that type of money. They should be able to evaluate a player, and even if it's of the slimmest margins that – you put the best player out there, and you've got to go with it until they demonstrate that they're not playing to the level of the other player.
The thing that strikes me about Saban's comments there and whatever else he said, remarkably calm. I'll bet he's hot about what Jalen Hurts said.
Yes, he is.
He's biting his tongue.
Has to be. Has to be. You've seen him on the sidelines, so you know that he's a competitive guy and he's demonstrative at times and can – fly off the handle, so to speak, and that's not uncommon for a lot of coaches out there, so I'm not just singling him out, but I can only imagine what it's like behind closed doors.
So going forward, I predict one of two things, either Tua shuts up or Tua leaves. I don't think he's going to keep talking.
You mean Jalen?
I meant Jalen, yeah.
Yes.
Jalen shuts up or he leaves. He's not going to keep talking about his dissatisfaction about the way this has been handled.
I would imagine that Coach Saban and the rest of the coaching staff, and more importantly, Coach Saban, were very direct with Jalen after those comments in terms of this is what we're going to say to the media from now on.
Yeah, so the non-issue is an issue. It's just a quiet issue. They're not going to publicly hash it out in front of the media. So anyway, interesting stuff there. We will take another break. We're going to come back and talk a little more about Radiothon and what's going on here and how you can be a part of this outstanding event here in 2018 for GHS Children's Hospital. It's GMAC, Richmond, and Lonzo in the huddle. Stay with us on ESPN Upstate. Welcome back. We are live, Greenville Hospital System, Children's Hospital, Radiothon 2018. It's GMAC in Richmond out here. Lonzo back at the studio. We're looking for miracle makers, $15 a month. That's it, 50 cents a day. By calling 1-877-719-5437 or text GHS to 51555. Or go to ESPNUpstate.com. There's a link there where you can donate as well. We make it easy. Our 11th annual Radiothon. And Our point person for our group of intercom radio stations for this event every year is joining us, and that's Devin Van de Merwe. You've got the most difficult name to pronounce in the building.
I know, but you did so well. I'm impressed.
I'm the only one that can say your name.
The only one.
That's why you come over here.
Exactly.
That's why you come over here for the interviews.
Exactly. I get all the appreciation.
How long have you been doing this?
This is officially my fourth year at a radiothon. My fifth year planning one because I came in on the tail end. My five-year anniversary will be in November, but this is my fourth radiothon where I've been able to actively participate the entire time.
How did you get this gig? Did you ask for it?
I'm super lucky, and you know, Senecroppy always picks those who he deems lucky, and I'm the lucky winner. I think after 15 years working for him, I was probably my prize, but honestly, I love events, but for me, I think a lot of it came to do with what my relationship is with the GHS Children's Hospital. I've been very close with them. I actually sit on the advisory council, but I really love events and event planning, and I think that Steve knew that about me and thought it was a good fit. The minute I met the ladies with GHS who were in charge on this end, I completely fell in love with them, fell in love with the cause. I'm a mother myself. I have a six-year-old son.
Yep.
So it's meaningful to me as a mom, but it's also meaningful to me as a community member.
Yeah, no question. And Devin, over the years, this is our 11th year. I know you weren't here for all that. I wasn't either. I've been in and out with intercom over the years because, you know, it's radio. You never stay
transitional
anywhere.
Is what we call it, okay?
But $3 million this year?
We've already hit $3 million.
Wow.
We only had a short way to go to hit $3 million to kick this off. So we hit that in the morning, and so now we're just trying to push and push and push. We average about $300,000 a year in the two-day period, and Dr. Schmidt, who used to run the Children's Hospital here, used to love saying that, you know, I would always take $300,000 in 2 days any day.
Yeah.
And so if you do the math that way, it's about 21 or so days that we've raised $3 million, which is pretty incredible. And the combination of those donations are from both our listeners, but then also from some great sponsors that we have involved every year.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in just a second. But another thing that strikes me about it is a lot of people, you know, this is a one-year commitment when you become a miracle maker, right? $15 a month for
it
one
is.
Year.
It is. It's the way I donate, actually. It's easy.
Yeah.
I love that it's easy. I mean, think about it. So one thing that we really wanted to focus on with something like Miracle Makers is giving an easy, convenient option. And, you know, our listeners, it's great if you call and make a monetary donation or if you make any type of donation to this hospital. But if you're a miracle maker, that's a consistent amount of money that comes in, month out. And every month, the needs of that hospital to fill that dream gap we talk so much about over the two-day period, it really helps fulfill whatever the actual need is for that month.
Right.
So I just think it's a great opportunity for someone to do something. You set it, forget it. It automatically drafts out super easy.
But what I see is people re-signing every year.
Absolutely.
The same folks will call back, and that helps us, and then we get new people every year. But that's a great combination.
It is a great combination. We love everyone signing on and renewing every year because, again, it is easy. But we also love adding to that. They can never have enough money at this hospital. You know, that dream gap that we talk about so much. It covers anything that's not part of normal hospital funding or anything that's not covered by insurance. And we have so many families that come through this hospital. You know, I think it's over 4,000 patients this hospital sees. And so when you have so many little patients coming through, there's so much opportunity for things that they need help with or assistance with to make it a normal feeling for them when they're here. Because, you know, there's nothing normal about being sick, and it's definitely not normal to be a sick kid.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that we can bring back that normality to their life, make them feel a little less, you know, anxiety about what they're going through, then that's what we want to try to provide.
So without this, without Radiothon, then, you know, some of those things that make not just the kids but their parents more comfortable while they are here, they'd have to do without. I mean, it would be a situation where this would be a little scarier. You know, cause a little more anxiety, and they're not having to do that as much because of this event.
Exactly. I mean, some of these children, they have chronic illnesses, and they live here for weeks and months on end. There's Sam, who's one of the patients here. I know many of you guys have interviewed over the course of years. He was here again yesterday. I want to say it was maybe his 20th procedure he's had.
Wow.
He's only 12 years old.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And so think about how many times he's had these major procedures and his family has to come in here and stay for weeks on end. And so it's about not only just making them feel normal and comfortable, but also the families, their siblings, the support system around them, because if they don't have that support, then it's harder for them to support the patient.
Talking to Devin Vandemerva with Intercom Upstate, who is our radio point person for Radiothon every year. All right, Devin, you couldn't do this without some great sponsors, and you have another nice group this year, don't you?
We have an amazing group. We have the largest sponsorship group that we've ever had, Green Hill Pharmacy. They're back again as our presenting sponsor, and we really do appreciate them. They're a compounding pharmacy, so a good portion of their patients are actual, or sorry, of their customers are actual patients of the hospital because they're compounding pharmacy. We have Ingalls. We have Nine Round. They're both supporting Reeves Construction.
Yep.
We have Rewa, who's back again. Carolina Fresh Farms, who's back again. Mills at Carolina Fresh Farms, he's been here for many, many years.
Talked
with
to
us.
Him before on the air, yep.
Oh, dude. Yeah. He's a great sponsor of our Sky Zone. Yep. And then, you know, we have a ton of sponsors as far as the station level is concerned. We have Cannon Roofing. Cannon yep. Roofing, Chris Cannon, I've known him since I was 12 years old. And I thought it was fantastic that he was willing to donate and to be a sponsor this year. So we're really, really proud of our sponsors, and we really want to thank them.
Our staff, not just the announcers you hear on the radio, but pretty much everybody at our group of radio stations gets involved with this.
It's all hands on deck.
Yeah.
And really what you don't think about is what happens before these 2 days. We'll plan 2019 Radiothon probably the 11th or 12th of August. So, I mean, the conversations will definitely probably start as soon as next week. We'll probably lay our date out for next year for Radiothon. And then it goes from there, from the production that's done. You know, Diddy, everyone on yep. the station knows Diddy. Diddy yep. does so much for this event. All of those great commercials, promos, the family stories that you hear that are so impactful, Diddy's responsible for all of that.
Yep.
So,
I steal him away on Thursdays, though. He comes up and talks on the radio. But yeah, other than that, he's been doing Radiothon stuff.
Yeah, basically, if you can't find Diddy between the months of about March until August, yeah, he's doing Radiothon stuff. That's about right.
Yeah, that's very good. All right, so we need people to call in. We are really just getting underway. We're got the rest of today and then until tomorrow, but this would be a great time for you to call in as you hear the bell ring with another miracle maker over there. Mm-hmm. So call at 1-877-719-5437 and say, I'll be a miracle maker. Just $15 a month. That's all it takes. Or look, if you don't want to commit to that, can't commit to that. Not everybody can do that. Just tell them what you can do. They'll be glad to take your donation, whatever it is, right?
That's right, 100%.
All right. Thank you, Devin.
Greg,
always
thank you
great.
So much. You too.
All right. Devin Vandemerva with the – I see I messed her name up. I said it so well so many times with the Intercom Upstate, our person who coordinates Radiothon every year. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Greg McKinney, Richmond Weaver, and Lonzo here at GHS Children's Hospital for Radiothon 2018. In the huddle on ESPN Upstate. We are back here, Radiothon GHS Children's Hospital on ESPN Upstate. It's pretty cool. They bring some of the patients here down into the lobby and let them make the rounds at the radio stations. I have a young man down doing that right now and having a great time. It's great to see the smiles on these kids' faces as they go through here and see all this beehive of activity with the Intercom radio stations here. So we'll be posting some more pictures of all that on our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram accounts. So take a look at that. Or better yet, just come by. It's certainly open to the public. You know where the hospital is. We're in the main lobby of GHS. So come on by and take a look at all the activity today. And tomorrow we would love to have you out here. All right, time now to get to the rant of the day. And we have a good one. Let's get to it in the huddle. Rant of the day relates to the first forfeit in WNBA history. Earlier this week, the league ruled that the Las Vegas Aces would get a loss for their game against Washington that was canceled when the Aces players decided they would not play because of health and safety concerns after more than 25 hours of travel. They needed more than a day to get to Washington from Las Vegas because of flight delays and cancellations. By the time they got to the hotel last Friday, it was 3:45 p.m., about 4 hours before tip-off. So the Aces players talked things over, spoke with their union, called the league and said, no thanks, we're not playing. And they didn't really want to give up a forfeit of that. They thought it was extenuating circumstances. In fact, the WNBA delayed the start of the game till 8 o'clock, try to give them a little more time, but then they charged the Aces with a forfeited game, gave them a loss. Stephen A. Smith chiming in on that says, Ladies probably should have gone out and played the basketball game. Here's Stephen A.
If you know what the rules are, you know you fly commercial. The flights got delayed, and you didn't make it, then you didn't make it. But to make it to the city 4 hours before the game and not play because of travel and lack of sleep, I'm sorry. Incredible inconvenience. Wish it didn't happen to you. Wish that the WNBA was generating enough money to fly chartered flights. All of those things are true, in complete support of it. But you forfeited the game. And if you elected to forfeit the game, you take the L, period. You don't sit up there and say, we're not playing, and you think you get to make the call as to whether or not you should deserve credit for it or not. That's not how it works. And even though it's not right, with the NBA, there is a discrepancy. The NBA just signed a $24 billion contract with ABC and TNT. What money is the WNBA generating? That would explain why you're not flying charter jets. And I'm going to put a challenge to the women out there, because not enough people say it, but damn it, I'm going to. Women support the NBA. Women support college football. Women support the NFL. These are male sports. Women support them all the time. There's no way on earth that the money generated for these sports could be generated if it were not for the support of women and families, not just the men. So if that's the reality, where's the support for the WNBA? Because, ladies, I got news for you. If women supported the women's NBA, maybe they would be flying chartered jets.
Okay, Stephen A., I get that. Guess what's not going to happen? WNBA is not going to get the support that the NBA gets, and it's probably going to be a while before they're flying charter jets. But I agree with this. If you get 4 hours before game time, just go play the game, right?
Yes.
Just go play.
I was very surprised when I saw that, because I get it. It's tough traveling. The NBA players used to have to do this. They traveled commercial, and guess what? I know these players also have been in situations probably not too many years ago where – they were playing these back-to-back games. AAU, college have difficult travel schedules. I remember at Maryland Eastern Shore, we got snowed in and had finally made it out real early in the morning, day of the game,
yep.
And had to go play.
Yep.
And that's just the reality of it. And 4 hours is, that's enough time to
take a
get
nap.
Get your bearings straight, get everything ready, get your game plan going, get warmed up, and get out there and play. That's definitely enough time. I know it's a challenge, but it shouldn't change the fact just because you're a pro doesn't mean that you can't play in a constrained time limit.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Devin is dancing. We have a dance party that's
we
broken
do have
here
all of a sudden
the lobby here.
Dancing with the dogs, though, it looks like.
It's cool. Got some kids down here, and they're having a pretty good time out here. Great to see. What surprises me about this Richmond is that the women's players chose not to play. Every team I've been around would say,
get me on the court.
We're playing.
Yes.
We got here. Let's go play. We're not. And
suck it
think,
up.
We may have to forfeit. We don't know. They're not, and you should know that. You should know that not going to say, okay, we feel sorry for you. You don't have to forfeit the game. You're going to have to forfeit the game. Why would you do that? It's a couple hours of basketball. Go do it.
Yeah. I think they were trying to set this was somewhat of a protest as well.
Yeah.
And this is trying to set an example is that, hey, we're tired of being treated this way. You know, we want to have certain expectations as far as how we're going to be treated with travel situations, and can there be some accommodations. And unfortunately, this is just not the right way to do it. You've got to negotiate in a different way. You've got to be out on the court, and you've got to go play the game. Because guess what? The more you play, the more exposure, the more chances fans can come out there and see some excitement. But when you decide not to play, what is that going to tell the fans?
This does not bode well for their image with fans who, you know, aren't making great bucks. I know WNBA players don't make huge bucks, but they're well paid.
No, they're actually not.
They're fairly well paid.
Only there's a very select few. Most of them.
Asia Wilson got some money.
Yeah, she's in the select few. Yeah.
All right,
That's why most of them have to go overseas.
Wait a second. Richmond, what do you consider well paid?
Okay, the average WNBA salary is probably around $45,000 a year.
Let me see what Asia's making here. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
A lot of people would be happy about $45,000. I'm just saying, to play a game.
Well, of course. I get that. I'm talking in relative speaking. So it's when you're looking at the discrepancy as far as other pro athletes, it's a significant difference. And that's why these ladies have to go overseas to
play as well. I mean, that's free
market. It is free market. I'm not this is not about what I feel that they're getting the short end of the stick based on free market.
All right, according to I just Googled it. According to Google, WNBA's median salary is $71,635.
Spoiled brats.
So I think the majority of our listeners, or quite a few of them, would be happy starting out at $70,000. I know I would take it.
Yeah. Look, I mean, compared to what NBA players, I get it. There's quite a gap there. But that's, again, that's free market. That's sponsorships that come in for the teams. That's ticket sales. That's everything. It's not going to help their cause, I don't think.
It's not.
To sit out a game. That's not going to help their
cause. It's not. And that's why if they want their salaries increased, they're going to have to go play the game. They're going to have to get out there and provide a product that people are seeing. And so regardless if it's 45,000 versus 71,000 as far as the median versus the average, it's all semantics when you look at the whole scheme of things that in reality to other professional athletes, that's just not – I guess my point is that they're not making as much money as the general public thinks they are.
Maybe.
And so this makes it even worse for the WNBA players when they do a stunt like this because it makes them look even more spoiled
than they
actually might be.
I just want to say I think they're overpaid if you look at what the viewership is and how many people actually go to the games. They're actually being overpaid. You know, the reason why NBA and the reason why the NFL and all those sports, they make so much money because so many people go to the game, so many people watch the games on TV. No one's watching, no one's going, so I think they're overpaid. Play the game.
Well, and I think it's also a situation where you could say that with even some of these other sports, that these guys could be overpaid. I know there's a certain intrinsic value, but the money that these TV people are paying for these leagues – it's crazy the numbers that we're getting up to right now.
All right, we got to hit a break here, but anyway, the forfeit was enforced. They did get the loss for not going out and playing the game last week, and Stephen A. does not like that. But anyway, 844-477-3776 if you want to get on with us here in the huddle. Come back and tell you another miracle moment story. Coming up on ESPN Upstate Live at Children's Hospital, GHS Children's Hospital for Radiothon 2018. Be right back. Stay with us on ESPN Upstate. We are still looking for miracle makers. We need 20 more. We have 17. And so you can become one by calling 1-877-719-5437 and saying, yep, I can afford 50 cents a day. $15 a month for a one-year commitment to be a miracle maker. That's it, 15 bucks a month. And it's very easy to get signed up. Won't take but a couple of minutes. So if you can do that, call 1-877-719-5437. Our miracle moments here on ESPN Upstate brought to you by Cannon Roofing and lots of great stories going on, including the story of Alex and Carter Gaines, a brother and sister from our area. Let's hear that story now. It's a lot of Jell-O, man. They have a lot of Jell-O here. I need to get some of that. Some of that Jell-O. Now we're well taken care of here at Radiothon, and we appreciate that. If you would like to become a miracle maker, as we're trying to get to our 20 here, we're three away. 1-877-719-5437 is the phone number. That is just a 50 cents a day commitment, $15 a month. $15 a month for 1 year, and you're a miracle maker, or you can make any kind of one-time donation that you would like to make. We're helping out the radiology department. They're trying to get touchscreen game systems, things to keep the kids distracted and entertained up there. And those things are $1,500 each. Try to get two of them. So we need 20 miracle makers for that. 1-877-719-5437. Some people would rather do it via text. Text GHS to 51555, and you'll get a bounce back that will allow you to give that way. Or you can go to our website, ESPNUpstate.com, and take care of business that way. It's very easy to sign up online as well. We have the Cowboys and the 49ers tonight for you here on ESPN Upstate preseason football. The Panthers play at Buffalo tonight, so that will be intriguing as well. And we'll be looking forward to talking about that a little more tomorrow as we get our first look at the 2018 Carolina Panthers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.